This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Narang Koyang. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said the bills which were passed in winter session of Parliament will play an important role in improving the lives of crores of people and in making India a developed nation. Briefing the media after the conclusion of the winter session in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju termed the winter session of the Parliament as very productive for the country. He said this was the first time a separate discussion took place on electoral reforms. The minister said several people raised questions about the election process, but after debates on electoral reforms in both houses of parliament, everything became clear. Earlier today, both the houses of parliament were adjourned sine die. The Lok Sabha was first to adjourn sine die, later the Rajya Sabha adjourned. Minister of Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya today virtually participated in a high-level task force meeting to strengthen handloom and handicrafts in the northeastern region. In a social media post, Mr. Sindhya said the meeting focused on key areas including skill upgradation, quality certification and sustainable fibers and dyes in the region. It also focused on e-commerce-led market access along the cluster-based development to drive holistic and sustainable growth. Chief Minister Pema Khandu reviewed the progress of 11.5-kilometer road Itanagar-Bantidewa Package B, NH-415, in a meeting today at Itanagar. Delays and poor execution of the road have caused avoidable public hardship, especially during the monsoon. In a social media post, Khandu informed that instructions have been issued to make the road safe, fully trafficable and fit for uninterrupted vehicular movement within this winter to avoid any inconvenience to the public. He further said this critical road will now move forward with urgency, accountability and people-first approach. Deputy Chief Minister Chona May today attended the inaugural ceremony of three-day international seminar on interpreting cultures and traditions, shifting the lens at Rivaj, Research Institute of World's Ancient Traditions, Cultures and Heritage, in Roing in Dibang Valley District. During the seminar, the book Traditional Festivals of Arunachal Pradesh, An Ethnographic Perspective was released. Mr. Chona May, along with Mr. Miti, inaugurated Vishranta, a Rivaj guest house. The Met Center Itanagar has forecast that Siang, East Siang, West Siang, Lepa Rada, Kradadi, and East Kameng districts of Arunachal Pradesh will have dense fog very likely at isolated pockets. The Tawang District Administration today launched the 5th edition of Sushasan Saptah, Prasasan Gaon Ki Or 2025 in Tawang District. Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyal Agmo informed that Prasasan Gaon Ki Or camps will be organized across various villages throughout the week to deliver essential government services directly at the grassroots. A Jan Sunwai session was held at Khirmu village, where its Gaon Bura Lopsang Punso raised the issues about the approach road to village community hall, shortage of teacher and disruption of drinking water supply. Regarding it, the Deputy Commissioner directed the concerned department heads to initiate immediate action. The next Prasasan Gaon Ki Or camp will be held in Khitpel Circle. The East Siang District Administration carried out a comprehensive dry run today for the smooth counting of votes of Panchayati Raj and Pasighat Municipal Council elections. The rehearsal was held at IGJ School Auditorium in Pasighat, which served as real-time training for counting supervisors and assistants. Officials were guided through opening ballot and EVM boxes, verifying seals and executing the actual count. The drill aimed to ensure clarity and coordination among the staff ahead of the crucial day. The counting will begin tomorrow at 8 a.m. at IGJ School Auditorium. The district administration has affirmed that the process will be conducted under a stringent multi-layered security to guarantee a transparent and orderly declaration of results. Renowned Adi folk singer priest Omar Kumud passed away yesterday after a prolonged illness at Trims in Nahalagan. He was known as pioneer of folk rock music from Arunachal with his folk fusion Omar Kumud Collective. Late Kumud was born in Rumgong village of Siang district. He is survived by his wife, two daughters and a son. Deputy Chief Minister Chona May has extended condolences to his family. In a social media post, he said Kumud's artistry went beyond performance. It was a bridge connecting rich traditions to the hearts of people both near and far. Indian Railways will run 138 special trains across 9 zones to manage the surge of passengers during Christmas and New Year. These trains have been planned with 650 trips proposed and approved. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.